Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with the powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed us to have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God, in time past. And we're gearing up to do more for the Lord. Amen. We start this wonderful message talking about the names of God. Amen. We plan on having church with the message. Call a neighbor and a friend, those you in the free world. Let them know the heaven-bound train prison ministry broadcast is on there. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. And I'm telling you, praise God. Missionary Velvet, you're going to be reading the scripture for us. Praise God. Yes, we need to recognize that God is almighty. He's all-powerful. And we need to focus on him. I'm telling you. Because there's nobody like the Lord God Almighty. Amen. People want to, amen, look at other things. And the devil wants to divert you to other things. But I'm telling you, we need to look at there is only one true God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. God picked Israel because they were the fewest of all people. Praise God. Amen. God showed his love because he's so merciful. He's a God that is holy and righteous. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, he wants us to be clean. He wants us to live right. He wants us to love one another. Treat people right. Don't have no respect of persons. But treat people right. Praise God. That's the God that I serve. Praise God. Yes. Amen. People want to have grudges. They want to show respect of a person. They got, amen, want to put one race above, against another race. One race better than another race. All that's of the devil. Amen. The devil is behind that. But God said love one another. Jesus brought God's love toward us. And calls us to love one another. Amen. It calls people to love people regardless to the color of your skin. It calls you to love one another. That's the God that I preach and I serve. Amen. All this stuff, hatred and talking about revenge and talking about payback, that stuff is of the devil. Like I told somebody. Amen. Those, amen, hate groups. Amen. Those racist organizations is all of the devil and end up going to hell. But Jesus come to cause us to have love in our heart. Amen. I don't feed into all these race groups. Amen. The Nazi groups. The KKKs. The Black Panthers. All that stuff is of the devil. And you're going to end up going to a burning hell. Because God is in none of that stuff. Just like I told somebody not too long ago. But God is a God of love. Therefore, he wants us to love one another. And my gospel that I preach comes from the Lord to love all people, all nations, that people get to know about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because God created all nations. Yes. And everybody has a right to the tree of life through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus gave his life for the whole entire world. Therefore, the gospel is to everybody.
regardless of your nationality, your race, amen, your gender. The gospel is unto you that the Lord come to save you from your sins. Amen. Praise God. And set you free from the bondage of the devil. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to go into the names of God. We're going to start talking about Jehovah Rapha, which is the Hebrew term, talking about the Lord is my shepherd. And we're going to talk about that today. Amen. Let's make a start, Missionary Velvet. Amen. As we move into it, amen, we're going to go to Isaiah 9:6. What did the prophet Isaiah say?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Now, y'all heard that? Amen. Now, Isaiah prophesied how that Jesus was going to come being the Son of God, to come into the world to be able to be a wonderful counselor, to give you hope. Yes, the Lord wants to give you hope. Part of a shepherd is to counsel, to give you hope, to let you know the Lord knows how to work your problem out and bring you out of what trouble you were in. Let you know there's hope for your situation. When I go into the jails and prisons, I give the inmates hope to let them know the Lord can deliver you from that situation. Even though that sits on death row, the Lord can deliver you and fix that situation. Yes, he can. Because you have a soul that has to spend eternity somewhere. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. People feel like when they come to the end of the road here on the earth, that's the end. There's no other hope. But I got news to let you know. Eternity is more than your life here on this earth. And Jesus come to get you ready for eternity. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. He is a wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. Talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. He's the mighty God. Jesus brought God to us. Amen. And he is the everlasting Father. Praise God. The Prince of Peace. Yes, he is. He will satisfy you. Yes, he can. The Lord can satisfy you. Amen. When he satisfies you, you want nothing else. But I'm satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. When the Lord saved you, he satisfied you. You don't be longing after this world. When people are not sanctified through the blood, they long after this world. That's why the church is getting worldly. Church people is getting worldly. Because they are not satisfied. They don't have the Prince of Peace. But when you get the Prince of Peace in you, the Lord will satisfy you with joy, satisfy you with peace, satisfy you with happiness. You'll just love to worship the Lord, love to go to church, love to read your Bible, love to be a witness for Jesus. Praise God. But when people don't have the Prince of Peace in them, then they're so interested in keeping up with the crowd. Keeping up with what's going on in the streets. Keeping up with what's going on at the beach. Amen. They want to justify it. I'm telling you, because they don't have the Prince of Peace in them. But when Christ get in you, he'll satisfy you. Yes, he will. We sang that song where the sanctified folks used to sing years ago. Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Look at my hands and they were new. Look at my feet and they were too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied. It's time to get satisfied with Jesus. Praise God. When you get satisfied with Jesus, you won't need nothing else. Yes, he will. Amen. Because the Lord will fill you up. Amen. I'm telling you, he'll fill you up. The Lord is my shepherd. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Praise God. We can't get it in one 15-minute broadcast. We're going to pick it up. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful message. Lord, look on our people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in them churches. Let the preacher get delivered. So they start preaching this strong gospel so that people can get free. The members can get free so they can serve you in holiness. Praise God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you can change their lives and they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. The song said, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. The Lord knows that we need him every second, every minute, every hour, and every day that we need him. So you believe that message and that prayer out of homes, let's pray. All you got to do is call on the name of God. Call on Jesus. And he will come to your rescue. And the Lord, he is there because he wants what's best for you and I. He can deliver us out of any situation, no matter how it may seem hard to our natural mind, but he is there. Though behind prison bars, especially the Lord is there for you. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Those in the free world, your prayer and support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that God will reign in your life too, that he will provide what you need. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, but whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You give him a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors to go into more of the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And we will pray for you. Spanish-speaking immigrants, right for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.